What is going on, everybody? Welcome to another Thinking Thursday. And hey, I got a quick message for you today. Something that has really been on my heart lately is this feeling that I'm not making the impact I want to make. You know, with this podcast, everybody who goes into something like a podcast or a blog or a TikTok account, whatever it is, you know, you all have desires for listenership, viewership, the amount of people that you engage with. And something that I really have desired and longed for is for this podcast to grow. You know, I want my desire, my hope is that this podcast grows into a community of people that are spreading the message of vulnerability being a strength, of you are not alone. And realizing that, holy cow, we all have the power to allow someone else to know that they're not alone. That's bonkers. That's my goal. And so when I look at my listenership, number one, I'm filled with gratitude for the people who do spend their time listening to what I and my amazing guests have to say. I've also been frustrated at times because I have not been seeing the results of listenership that I've been aiming for, the growth trajectory that I'm going for. And for anybody who dives into something like this, it's tough. You know, I'm going to be straight up honest with you. It's hard. Sometimes it's disheartening. That I feel like disheartening is a really powerful word. But it's kind of true. I think it sums up how I feel at times. And for any of you out there who might be in a similar position, you're in an endeavor with a desire to help other people. And let me back up for a quick second. I don't want more listeners just for the sake of more listeners. Like, yeah, from an ego perspective, of course, like when the day comes that I have thousands or why not millions of people listening to this show, that's going to be cool. Like it's going to be awesome. But the bigger thing is, I want to help those people who are listening. So I want the listenership to increase for the sake of helping other people. And if you're on a track, if your desire, your goal is something similar to that, it can be really disheartening and frustrating when you're not attaining your goals yet. And let me just say, like, this podcast, for example, has been around for less than a year. We're coming up on a year in January. But it's been out for less than a year. And so sometimes I need to remind myself that, dude, like, you're still super new to this podcast game. You're still, you know, you're improving with interviews. You're still learning how to market better. All that's true. So number one, if you're in a similar position in the sense of what you're doing is new, try to give yourself grace. Try to accept that it's okay, that you don't have it all figured out. You never will, as they always say. But it's okay that maybe you haven't made the impact that you want to make yet, because there's so much more time to make that impact, right? The thing is, I believe that when you are not seeing the impact or producing the results that you desire, that you want, there are a couple things that we can do. One, we can quit, right? We can just stop. Or two, is we can stay in the arena and keep battling, keep learning, keep getting more and more creative, getting better. Learning from perhaps our mistakes or where we didn't excel and becoming better. Starting to excel. Staying in the arena. And that's not to say that we continue doing exactly what we're doing. You know, that like definition of insanity, I forget who said it. It's like Ben Franklin or somebody like that, of insanity being expecting a different result from doing the same thing over and over again. Perhaps if you're not seeing the results you want, maybe that's an indicator that you do need to make some adjustments. You need to change the way that you market. You need to improve your interviewing style or shorten up your episodes, maybe make them longer, like Joe Rogan, who does like 3-hour episodes. You know, obviously those examples pertain to podcasts, but they pertain to a bunch of stuff. You know, you can copy and paste that in whatever arena you're in. So that being said, My encouragement to you is, if you are in an arena where you are trying to help more people and perhaps you're not seeing the results that you want to see, please stay in the arena, because you're needed in the arena. Let me say that again. Please stay in the arena, because you are needed in the arena. I can't stress that enough. It is the truth. So take that truth and run with it. Doesn't mean keep doing the same exact thing you're doing. It might be, if you're a podcast host, it might be maybe not even doing a podcast anymore and doing something else. I don't know what that looks like for you. Some adjustments might need to be made to reach the goals, the impact that you're trying to make. But you can still stay in the arena and do those things, make those changes, make that impact. So please stay in the arena. Another thing that I constantly have to remind myself is that whether there are 5 people listening or 1 million people listening, all that matters is that at least one person listens and is helped. Whether it sparked an idea of theirs or helped them to deal with their anxiety or learn that vulnerability is a strength, or they heard something that they were like, oh my gosh, I have a friend who struggles with this exact thing. I need to send this to them and help them. As long as one person is being positively impacted by the content that you're producing, or if I'm speaking to myself, by the content that I'm producing here on this podcast, that is what matters. Yes, I want to help thousands, millions, billions, why not, of people. But as long as there's at least one being helped, that's what matters. So please, if you are doing something similar as me, it might not even, you know, it doesn't need to be about mental health. It doesn't even need to be a podcast. But if you're pursuing something that is the desired impact is to help people, is to help people heal, whatever it is, please remember, we need you in this arena. So stay here, please. And then also, as long as you're impacting one person, that is truly all that matters. You are all so loved. I hope that this message hits home, because it's an important one. I'm basically speaking to myself here too. And I know that there's other people out there who are in a similar position. So I hope it hits home. Let it sit in your heart. Sit with it. Know that it's true. You are needed here, and you are helping. All right. You are all so loved. You all have an amazing rest of your week.